Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 2. Leadership and Training. Make others and yourself successful. Chapter 18. Know yourself and others. Being strict to let others appreciate the importance of a problem and prevent it from happening again is constructive criticism based on concern for the other person. A young boss who was discussing with me how to lead employees asked, "In your work experience, have you come across a person who is both impressive and a headache?" Thinking back, I had come across someone who often made those around him very uncomfortable, even upsetting the most mild-mannered of his colleagues. This was because not only was he opinionated when he was confident he was in the right, but also if any of his colleagues had a different view, he insisted he was correct and criticized others. No matter what, he always felt he was right. Whenever I raised his attitude with him, he often replied he just dealt with the facts and there was nothing personal involved. He didn't appreciate that because his EQ was low, and his attitude gave others the impression of being arrogant. Due to his lack of sensitivity, he hurt others and damaged himself. Simply foolish behavior with no benefit whatsoever. Zixia said, "As long as you do not transgress the boundaries of the important virtues, you may sometimes deviate from the minor virtues." Zixia said that you have to be clear about what is right or wrong on the issues of major importance, but you do not have to get caught up in the details. In other words, follow the main principles. Don't split hairs or nitpick to prevent creating difficulty for yourself and others. I told that employee that it is normal for people to have different opinions. In trying to win someone over, the key is whether you are able to look at the issue from their perspective, not from your own position or self-interest. For communication to be effective, you must show respect and have empathy for the other person. I often say a Jinzi will never unconsciously upset another person's feelings. Put another way, it is sometimes necessary to deliberately take a strict line or be constructively critical. The important point is to do this out of concern for the other person, not by way of reprisal. The aim is to make the other person aware how serious the problem is by using a method that can reinforce his impression and enable him to avoid repeating the same mistake. High EQ is often one of the important criteria for a successful leader. It is essential for a successful leader to be able to maintain a positive direction in his organization. All of these principles are not difficult to understand, but how many of them do actually follow in practice? You have to look at yourself and see whether you always focus on the shortcomings of your colleagues, families, and friends, blaming and criticizing them. If you're really like that, then you are the one who needs to examine yourself and change. Self-examination can enable you to reduce the harm you do to others. Zigong was in the habit of criticizing others. Confucius said, "Is Zigong really so worthy? I do not have spare time for that." Confucius wanted us not to easily reproach others, but rather to examine and be strict with ourselves.
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.